Welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Duties?
Not that kind of duty.
Oh. Learn about the things we are involving ourselves in,
and the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day, it's all chaos. Welcome to episode 31 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jill.
And I'm Alex.
And today we're going to talk about our favorite video game.
Yeah, it's
Disney's Dreamlight Valley.
It's back to gaming talk. Cozy gamer chat.
Woohoo!
You guys know, you never know what topic you're going to get sometimes around here.
Yeah,
we try to tell you. But right now, we need to talk about this because we've had a new drop that Alex and I haven't even started on.
No.
For the new Star Path and things. And I don't know how many of you are even in there. If you're not Disney Dreamlight Valley people, stick around. You can listen.
You never know what you're going to hear.
But, yeah, you never know what will pop in. But if you're not, we understand. We understand if you just wait till next week.
Yep, that's right. So
it's okay.
Okay. As we kind of said on the previous podcast, we're kind of pausing the Sister Wives talk. We promised you that next episode, but then, you know, kind of life happened in the Brown family, and so we want to show our respect by talking about some other things. So we decided, let's talk about one of our favorite ways to kill time between the chaos, and that is talk about Dreamlight Valley. Yeah. I have my Switch fired up right here in my hand as we're talking about it.
I don't think we talked about it since the last time. I mean, the last time we talked about Dreamlight Valley, I do not think at that point they had opened the other
Rift in Time.
Which was an expansion
which
pack.
I have done. I have played some, but I have not unlocked all the areas. But I have played that part.
You have to purchase that expansion.
It's like, yeah, it's an expansion update.
Thing. And so I have purchases as well, and I have been over there. And I've opened up each of the three areas and done a little bit in each. That's as far as I've gotten. Like, other people that are, you know, my friends have gone on, and Jill's part of this too. She has gone further and made like ancient machines because she's earned enough parts. And then over there, instead of moonstones, you're getting, what is it called? Dust.
What?
Something dust that you earn over there that's your currency. It's moonstones in the main portion. And what is it over there?
I always forget to what open it's the called. Things. Mist. I'm sorry, it's mist.
Okay, it's mist. So you get mist things, and that's...
Oh, no, that's not moonstones. No. And the original
it's like
one, you get dreamlight.
Mist.
Yeah,
mist is like
dreamlight.
Dreamlight,
and then you get mist. Dreamlight.
And then you get
when you mine or open or dig or things like that, sometimes you get those. And in the other one, it's mist. And I have not had enough mist to really get around and open stuff. I have not done much digging. I kind
much
of went
misting.
Over there just to get
your
enough
mist
things
duties.
To
or to use
to
your
get
wand.
Through my last star path is what
or
I
the
what
staff.
I did.
You got a time
but,
bend.
Yeah, you have time bend.
But
all
there are a lot of things over in that new area, and Jill can tell us more about those because she's done a lot more with them. There's fun new fish to get. And it's really funny because
like a piranha from the Amazon.
You can get piranhas, you can get octopus. And so I got...
That's where Gaston is, and so my husband was excited.
Yeah, so I got octopus and stuff, and then my backpack was so full that I came back and I threw them all down because I didn't have a chest for any of them. So I've got like this massive amount of like octopus just laying around outside of Remy's. All of these sea creatures and things, and I'm trying to find places to put stuff, and I need more chests, and... So I really need to take some time and organize, but, you know, life is
chaos.
So I have not had time to do that amongst the travel and, you know, home for the funeral and then back here and more things. It's just been, there's never been a time when I didn't have something going on that I was like, oh, I've got a few minutes, I can do this. But now we've got a new star path.
Yeah.
And so now I've got to focus
on that.
And
we're already 19 days behind the star path.
Yes.
So after today, I think it would be 20.
Has it been 19 days?
Well,
because
you said there's only 41 days left.
Yeah, I feel like this one was a shorter star path.
Okay.
I could Google
it
and find out.
It just
launched
on Wednesday. No, Wednesday.
A week ago.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not that far behind.
We've got to only be seven days in.
So maybe it's not as long of a star path. But anyways.
It started on Megan's birthday, or right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
well,
right.
I also
launched on a Wednesday.
I also have not had time. I haven't uploaded the new update where you get Monsters, Inc.
No, I have not
stuff.
Done that either.
I haven't done any of that because I have also been busy with, like, school and
Like, but it's really funny because I cart my then, game with me all over the place.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
I took it on trips. I took it to Idaho.
And then if you don't follow me on TikTok, you didn't see this. I had a mouse in my house. And
that was
not a fun time. And so then we
did
went
you ever,
into...
Did you ever see the mouse again? Did you catch
no,
it?
No, we sure no, didn't see it again. It just literally, in my video, when I talk about how it disappeared into that corner of my closet...
It vanished.
I never saw it again. I have not seen traces of it again.
Maybe it was a ghost mouse.
It was
from
no.
the ghost mouse you killed.
Nope, it wasn't. It was not. It was not because
the mouse of Christmas past.
It was not because there was evidence of this mouse existing in our house within our bedroom. Like there was
mouse dropping.
Yes. But since that night when we like went ham until 1:30 in the morning.
Ooh, I didn't realize it was that late at night.
On a Wednesday night, I came home from podcasting and then was up till like 1:30 in the morning. And then I got up at 5:30 for school and then did that. And then we had Bible study on Thursday night. So it was like this whole thing. But then we got very into like deep cleaning stuff and then like reorganizing and doing all this stuff. So that way, if this happens again, because this has happened, fun fact, one other time 2 years ago, around the same time. That we're like, if it happens again, if we have some more stuff off the floor, if this is more organized, it'll be easier to see the mouse, find the mouse, whatever. So I have not had time, but praise the Lord above. I am a teacher and it is almost spring break. Spring break starts for me as soon as the dismissal bell rings on this Friday, which then by the time you hear this, it'll be past spring break.
Let me consult
but
my calendar for
I
be able to Dreamlight Valley.
But will be then have some time to Dreamlight Valley, I think, in between doing some other house organization and
you
stuff.
Know,
but
my problem is I
maybe
have
I'll do
too.
Like what Jill said, because Jill says she likes to play on her TV.
Yeah.
And I've never actually played on my TV. I've never taken the Joy-Cons off
I bet
and
your
played
boys
on
would
the
like
TV.
To watch that.
But we just got, because we also made my husband's office go upstairs to his like adult game room. And so
his
now
puppies are being crazy too, if you guys are hearing
so
it.
Now
so
his,
sorry about that.
Now his downstairs office has become our in-home gym. And well, we needed a TV in there so I could watch my shows. We could put on workout videos.
Yeah.
So we took the TV from our bedroom and put it in the home gym. So we had to get a new TV for our bedroom. And so we upgraded from a 60-inch TV to a 75-inch TV
in your
in my bedroom. And so I'm like, maybe I should Dreamlight Valley on the big screen.
That's exactly what I do.
Because it's bigger than the one that's in our living room.
Yep. So my parents, for our wedding gift, and I know Dad picked it up on Black Friday. He's like, I got you kind of like a pre-wedding.
We got ours on
a
Costco
like, whatever. Whatever. I think ours is... It might be, it's just 70, not 75. It might be just 70. But anyways, again, as close as it is to our bed and everything else, I mean, I joke that if we watch a movie with water, like our feet are going to get wet.
No,
like,
and that's 100% too, because ours, our room is very square.
Yeah.
And so like the end of our, and we have a California king, so like the end of our bed is not that far away from the other wall. Like there's enough room to walk and we have like a little fireplace thing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But like, that's a big TV to be that close to. So I'm like, maybe I could play Dreamlight Valley on the big screen.
So
like,
that is exactly what I do.
It might look super cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do. So,
I'll do that and I'll TikTok it.
All of us play on Switch.
Yeah.
And I've always thought about that. Like I know people, you know, have a way to hook it all up or whatever, but like to their phones or TikTok or, you know,
like,
whatever. Like, the best I could do is have it on a tripod and be like, hey, I'm playing.
Right. That would be like what I would do.
Right. So
just to be like talking while I'm playing.
Yeah. But anyway, so I have hooked it up to that TV, and this is kind of how I, if you want to say like schedule in my playtime. So my husband has a job that he needs to be sitting at his desk at 6 a.m. So he leaves the house between, you know, 5:10 and 5:20 every day. So when he's leaving the house, he always says goodbye to me. He comes and gives me a kiss. And depending on how sleepy I am, my normal get-up time is 6. And then I put out lunches for the kids and make sure they're out the door by 6:30. But I don't have any obligation until I officially log into work at 7. So I often, especially like right now that I've got StarPath going, when he says goodbye to me, I slowly wake up and I play for a half an hour to an hour and a half. Because I will take a pause and take the dog's potty and go put out lunches and stuff. And then I go upstairs and I just play while I kind of, I'm going to say wake up and listen that the kids are leaving the house on time. And then obviously start working at 7 and then I can't play. So that is the most common time that I've kind of like, if you want to say, built it into my schedule that I can, you know, and I get up early. I could sleep till 6, but I'm going to get up and do a little dreamlight valleying. It's kind of my quiet morning time. So that's kind of when I play. But like I said, it is on my TV. I have, you know, my controllers, my Joy-Cons and, you know, the, how do they call it? Like the controller holder, you know, that, you know, so right. It's together. So it's like one controller. And yeah, I play and it's fun playing on my TV, especially when I'm doing things like Dream Snaps, or, you know, all the things like that, which all you listeners out there, I even kind of bug Tracy about it. I don't know if you do it, Alex, or not, but submit a Dream Snap every week. I don't care if it's stupid.
I know. You know, because I haven't the last 2 weeks because I've done nothing.
Just for submitting a Dream Snap, you're going to get at minimum 300 moonstones, because the lowest possible score for Dream Snaps is going to give you 300 moonstones, being like the lowest ranked, basically. So just for submitting any pitcher that meets the qualifications, like, I got to say that you do have to meet the qualifications to submit it.
Right.
So any photo that meets the qualifications of what it is, so you don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Obviously, the people who are getting the top moonstone rewards are putting thought and energy and effort into their photos, and they deserve more moonstones. Right. But again, you never quite know what photo is going to somehow rise to the top of the voting.
Right, so for whatever reason.
Any of you who maybe are not players of Dreamlight Valley, maybe you've considered it, or you just like listening to us babble about what we babble about, who don't know, they added an element to the game around, I want to say it was whatever launched around late November, early December, with that, like kind of around the Christmassy season, they had an update. This is when they added Vanellope into the game, from Wreck-It Ralph Vanellope von Schweetz. And so it's this new element where when you take a photo, you can submit it to what is called Dream Snap. And a Dream Snap always has a theme. It is one of two things. It is either a decor challenge, which of course that means that you either have a room or an area of your valley decorated, meeting the certain requirements. Like it might say you need something quirky and something you know, like 5 quirky elements and 3 classic elements or whatever. And all of the furniture and decoration items are all categorized and you can go into your inventory and see those things. Okay. So when it's a decor challenge, you have to meet the requirements of the decor. And then when it is an outfit challenge, obviously your clothing needs to meet the requirements of the clothing challenge. So last week, the Dream Snap was called Savannah Style. Was that last week, Savannah Style? So last week was Savannah Style. And it basically said, give us your Lion King inspired outfits.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The one thing that I wish that they would change, but I understand why it's not, is... like in Animal Crossings, Dreamlight Valley gives you the ability to customize clothing. You can start with a plain white t-shirt, and then you can add graphics or colors or whatever to make it your own. Same with dresses or pants or hats or whatever, backpacks. So you get to make your own items. You cannot use those items in Dream Snaps because they are not categorized, because you have created it yourself. So they call them Touch of Magic if you have customized your own thing. So you have to use prefabbed clothing you've purchased at Scrooge's or earned in the game through completing tasks and awards or found them around your valley. So anyways, last week was Savannah Style. And so it was things, again, they wanted clothing and outfit put together that was pseudo Simba Lion King related. So in the clothing, you can only wear so many pieces of clothing. And you can sort your inventory, like let's say your clothing inventory, to show you. And with this most recent update, they are actually putting it in as a subcategory at the top. So when you go into clothing to dress your character, there actually at the top is a box you can click that says Dream Snaps, and it will show every bit of clothing that falls under the category requirements of clothing. So in the case of Savannah Style, it was anything Lion King related, Simba related, things maybe in the certain earthy type tones. And then, There's also, again, like I said, it gives you categories. Like, let's say it was earthy. I don't even remember what it was, but whatever is categorized in your inventory as earthy. So maybe things like camouflage or, you know, boots or whatever, like those are going to come up in the category. So the idea is to put the clothing on and make an outfit that is going to, you know, obviously meet the requirements, but you want people to vote for you, right?
It was like brown or was it earthy? Is that what it was? It had to be brown and green.
You know, yeah, I think there was,
It was like everything brown and green. I was like, we need more green clothes.
Right. I'm trying to think of what it was. Like maybe it was like a gardening week or something. And then like they gave like a color suggestion.
I just remember one where my person looked like they were literally in all brown and green.
Yeah.
Those were the clothing options. It was a clothing one. And whatever it was, all the selections.
Yeah.
Literally were that. I actually ended up doing something with Wally, you know, because he
yeah. Gardens. Well, that's what I think. I think that's the week you were talking about. It was Wally's Garden. So I think.
Maybe it was.
Okay. I think they, you know, obviously because they kind of called it Wally's Garden, like you kind of wanted to have Wally in your photo. But so here's the suggestions I can give you on dream snaps, and I am nowhere near the expert, but I do follow a subreddit.
On Reddit.
Yep, on Reddit. It is called Dream Snaps. So you can go on there and you can see pictures that people have posted of their snaps. Of, hey, you know, people will ask opinions like, you know, what do you think of my snap this week? Can you tell what I'm trying to do with this photo or who I'm trying to portray? Or, you know, like one of the weeks it was villains and I saw somebody put in the dream snap and they had used mannequins in the game to dress up the outfits. And they basically had made all the mannequins and then along with themselves look like the cast of Mean Girls.
Oh, that's funny.
Villains, but they did like this whole Mean Girls thing.
That's hysterical.
A couple weeks ago was space, a space theme, and it was mostly a decor challenge. So again, you have certain requirements for clothing or decor, but I saw several people had done like Star Trek. They had dressed all the mannequins and placed them in such a way that it looked like they were in the control room of the Starship Enterprise, and with the clothing, you could absolutely tell that they were putting a Star Trek theme together.
Oh, that's fun.
So those are people who have way more time than I do.
Yeah, way more.
So actually, now that I'm thinking about it, Savannah Style wasn't last week. Last week was, I think we just got the scores for Savannah Style today. So what was
you were
last?
Showing me the
oh, last week was Villains.
Yeah,
yes.
You were showing me
the Savannah Style is what we got the, started getting our scores back for today. We just submitted, they did like a Villains decor challenge. So Savannah Styles, we had gone on that cruise, so I didn't have a lot of time to prep my pictures because we were gone out of town for the cruise.
Right.
So I had spent some time, I have already a Lion King themed bedroom in my house. So I put on clothing that met the clothing requirement because it was a clothing challenge. And then I took the photo in my Lion King themed bedroom just so that the outfit matched the decor
sure,
to make a complete photo. Right. There are people who don't. They just dress the clothing and then take a picture somewhere in their valley. Okay. You know, but for me, because then the idea is you're voting.
But that is a good tip right there. What you said is you have all of these rooms that you can expand in your house.
Yeah.
And once you get them expanded, I fully expanded my house because at one point I thought to do something I needed to fully expand it. So I have all of these empty rooms on all of these floors.
Right.
And
now that we have houses we can place other places, that gives you three more rooms in every one of those houses.
Right. So here's the interesting thing, though. In your house, if you build these rooms, you know, people have chest rooms where they store all their, like, storage rooms.
Yep.
But if you make some rooms that have some different qualities to it, like a little spa room that looks dreamy, or if you have, like, a Mickey kind of themed room.
Yep.
When you have these challenges, you kind of have a place already decorated.
Right.
That is great to go with some of these different challenges. So if you have like Lion King rooms or Rapunzel rooms
or a Wally room or an Ariel room or
so
a Beauty and the Beast.
So you can decorate them up a little bit so that then you can go and easily
It makes your dream snaps easier.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yep,
and
for sure.
And you've been able to do that. And I take time to build some of those rooms when we don't have a star path. Or I did before.
Right.
Before
when you had a little more time, yeah.
But that's the time that I was like, hey, I've kind of done all the weeding. My star path is done.
Yeah.
But now we seem to have star paths coming a little more rapidly.
Number one, it's a little faster. We've just had the Rift in Time update. Not only that, the Rift in Time update happened the last update. The most recent update that just happened on Wednesday, they just opened the Monsters, Inc. realm. So now we have a new realm along with a star path. And so in that case, when they open the Rift in Time, they also open the Beauty and the Beast realm.
Right.
So I have not yet 100%. And sub note, you guys, and Tracy knows this. I don't know if Alex knows this. I play three separate accounts.
Yes, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I play three separate accounts. So because there's several reasons about it, but I had met the end of the game before they had kind of started doing
I
updates.
I think she just called us a slacker, Alex, because we can't even manage to log in and get started on one.
I'm honestly telling you that I like play obsessively during a star path. I finish the star path and I'm like, oh, now I could like leisurely play and do the things like what you're talking about. And then I like don't pick it up again until I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm 5 days behind in the star path. And then I play like an obsessive compulsive person.
Yes, I too am a little like that.
I had reached the end of my game basically waiting for an update. And like you say, you log in every day because you get a blue chest every day. You get a green chest every day if you log in daily.
And you find them.
And you got to look for them. So
But that's hard now.
Yeah, well, it is. Now that they have
so big.
Double realms. Well, because you have the Rift in Time map and you also have the Dreamlight Valley map.
Once you open the Rift in Time, your one chest can be in any of these places. And they're sometimes it was hard to find in the valley.
Right, yeah. Yes. Agreed.
We were where is it? And it's hidden by like... under a bush next to a rock and you're like, holy moly.
Yeah.
True.
So, 100%, that's a problem. So they've released all this content recently. So what I was about to say is that I've started my Beauty and the Beast things because in the previous star path,
you had to do stuff
towards
with Beast.
The end, it was like hang out with Beast for 30 minutes or whatever. Right. So you eventually had to get it. I have looked ahead to this star path cause you can Google it. There are people who have posted every task in the order it happens
in. And how to do it.
At the end of the star path, you have to hang out with both Mike Wazowski and with Sully. So
you have to deal with the Monsters, Inc. realm.
Yes, you have to open that.
And get them to the valley. So do whatever you have to do to get them to where they can hang out with you.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Well.
So here's the biggest tip I found.
So then I get so far behind in my character stories. Because then I'm like, okay, focus on this person because I need to hang out with them. And I need to do this event. And I need this thing.
I have a confession to make.
Yes.
Jack Skellington still isn't at a level 10 with me. And that was from several star paths ago.
He was supposed to be a level 10?
No, I think Jack...
I'm just saying, I have not gotten him to a level 10 yet.
No, Jack is the same story, is dropped at the same time as a Rift in Time and Bell and Beast.
I'm pretty sure. I still don't even have him at 10, which means
I don't think
Rapunzel,
he's at 10 with me either.
Gaston... and
Eve.
Yeah, I don't have any of those. I don't have any of those at 10 with me
either.
And
who else was before that? Belle?
Yes, Belle and Beast.
I am wondering if I have them at 10.
I still haven't gotten Ariel her legs.
That's how far behind I am.
So in that character storyline, I'm just saying, in that character storyline,
she's still flipping her fins.
No, because I have to get further in their character story to be able to do the next thing and so I have to build up this character to do that because I have to build, and so I have to get Prince Eric to do this. I still don't have Prince Eric.
Here's the thing. Alex did start quite a bit behind,
but
she just got her Switch in July, and when I got my Switch
it was in the middle of a star path. There was like 25 days left and I was like, okay, I'm gonna crank it out and I'm gonna get the star path done. And then I did, and then I was like, oh my gosh, I need to take a break. And then all of a sudden it was another star path, and then I'm like freaking out, and then I'm like, well, now I need Prince Eric because I have
so
to get Ariel to here and I
chaos.
Can't I'm I am chaos.
No,
and yeah, I still don't have Prince Eric.
It's supposed to be for cozy gamers. This is supposed to be your de-stressor
path. I know.
The last star path I started with a week and a half of time.
Yeah. Because I kept telling you, I'm like, foo, we're like running, it, like, you start path. Uh-huh. Hey,
I mean, I know that you say this is supposed to be
a
time where it,
just
like, where it calms you, or it's supposed to be calming and fun and whatever.
That's
but
the thing,
I feel,
is, you can't
I feel like
it.
I play games like how I craft. Because crafting, my mom reminds me all the time, crafting is supposed to be fun, it's supposed to be enjoyable, and I am a stressed crafter. I'm a stressful crafter because it doesn't look how it's supposed to look, and it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. And I do the same thing
and
when
I
I'm trying
to
decorate cakes.
It's supposed to look.
It's supposed
homemade,
to look homemade.
Not like it came
and
from
I'm like,
some
no,
factory.
It's not. It's supposed to look perfect. And I feel like I approach apparently video gaming with the same mentality and emotional state.
That's funny. Yeah, but so because I play three games. Oh, I was telling you why I play three games. So I had hit a wall where I was waiting for new content, and I was logging in every day, and literally all I was doing was harvesting, right? You're like, get all the fruits, get all the flowers, take away all the night thorns, you know, and then all of a sudden you know
building
that
building up your stockpile of pumpkin money,
right? I can't even imagine this leisurely life of
Jill's. That's when I started
that she had at that
right,
point in time.
Exactly. So that's when I was like, man, I wish I would have put things in different places. And not that you can't always move stuff, right? But I was like, I wonder what would happen if I started again. So I started a second game. And that's when I started playing two games. Then the kids for last Christmas, not the most recent one, but the previous one, got an Xbox for Christmas along with Game Pass, like 6 months of Game Pass. Because one person, my parents got the Xbox for all the kids, and then my brother, you know, just bought them 6 months of Game Pass. So Dreamlight Valley was free on the Xbox if you were paying monthly for Game Pass. So I found out that I could play it on the Xbox, and I'll be 100% honest, I would often use it to, one, annoy the kids, because I was playing on their Xbox and they couldn't kick me off. But I mostly did it when they should have been doing other things, right? Like, they were supposed to get up and do their chores, and they didn't get up and do their chores. So then they come down and like, hey, we're going to play. No, you're not. You haven't done your chores yet. And I'm going to sit here and dream my valley until your chores are done. So at the time, I didn't realize that you could create a cloud account and then play the same game from Switch to Xbox.
Oh.
So I started a third game on the Xbox just to play amongst the, and I can make sure they're
Veronica
still doing chores. And
for a similar reason, has two accounts because she was doing one on the PlayStation,
uh-huh.
I think, that Jonathan had.
Yep.
And then when she got her Switch, PlayStation does not.
No, because they're
over.
Made by.
You can.
Because they're different.
No. So what it
is
there's a way to save to the cloud,
right?
Right.
Something
and
about
when you,
there's one gaming system that does not play nice.
With the cloud?
It probably
whatever.
Would be PlayStation.
Okay, well then
and
maybe.
So
I guess Sony,
she had to
I
buy it and start over.
On the Switch?
On the Switch.
Gotcha. So, well, what I found out with the Xbox is when the 6 months of Game Pass expired and we had decided not to re-up it for them, we said, if you kids want to save your money or spend your own money for a monthly pass, it's up to you guys, and nobody has done it. So when I knew the Game Pass was running out there, I'm like, what do I do with my poor game that's sitting there and now I can't play it anymore? And I was like, I wonder if I can create a cloud account and pull it over to my Switch. And it worked. And I was like, yay. So that's how now I have three games on my Switch. And like I said,
because
there are ones
Jill,
that progress faster
Jill
than
had
others.
Too leisurely of a time that she could just... I can't imagine playing Dreamlight Valley in a leisurely manner. Because I literally have only played it in Fiery Chaos.
I don't only play it in Fiery Chaos. But I do...
But I do enjoy it.
But like
sometimes.
I said, though, I have not 100% in any of my games, not one of my games, I have not 100% completed the Jack storyline, the Belle and Beast storyline.
No.
Only one of my accounts has now opened the Monsters, Inc. realm because I know I'm going to need them at the end of the Star Path, so I may as well. Because sometimes you get to a point with the Star Path where you need to talk to this villager and you need to give this one their favorite gifts and maybe, like, I need to harvest coconuts. And I'm like, okay, I've harvested all my... like, one of them is harvest 50 coconuts. Well, you only have 3 coconut trees.
You can go into the Maui...
You can, but that's
them.
Still only... That makes you a total of 5 trees.
Right.
And you get 3 every time you pick it. And then
right.
you have to wait for them to replenish.
Right.
So 15 at a time is all you're getting.
Right.
So unless you luck out and get the golden.
Right.
And you can like pick. So in that case, like if you're just waiting for, or, you know, feed 5 people at Remy's.
And my
but there
are
only
trees
3
are
in there.
One,
right.
Or one of the trees
yes.
that I have not put them all together. I need to do that.
I have used my coconut trees to, I call it like decorate, but I've moved them all in front of Moana's hut. I think they kind of look good,
yeah.
like in front of Moana's hut. So they're not in like a grove
line
type.
Whatever,
yeah.
Right.
They're all in front of her house, though. So that's easy. And then, like you said, you can go to the Moana realm.
So if you didn't know that, you can also
yep.
move your trees. Your
oh, yeah.
fruit trees together.
And you can get rid of
yep.
other trees.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep, for sure.
Oh, the dark forest got a big
yep.
old clear cut.
I totally
mowed
down the dark forest.
I've literally only gotten
it's
rid of trees.
It's not called the dark forest. It's called the Forgotten Lands.
Oh, the Forgotten Lands, yeah.
I've only ever gotten rid of
forest.
Trees in when bushes and things in places where I'm like, oh, crap, I have to bring this person to the valley and I need to put their house somewhere. But I can't put their house anywhere. And literally, if people came to my valley, they would be like, what the hell is going on
it's
here?
It's chaos.
Because I have houses just, I'm like, this I can't even give around two of the corners because I run into something else. I have to go around the long way this way because I'm like, I just need a clearing to put the staying house down because I'm trying to do the star path and I got to get it done fast. So maybe someday,
did you get Belle and Beast?
Maybe over summer
did you
break.
Get Beast house?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause
maybe
it was
over.
Huge.
Yeah. And that's part of my problem. And it's right
and
by
I,
Remy's.
And then I bought some houses and put some houses
yeah.
up.
And so I'm like, maybe over summer vacation, I'll be able to like.
Take some time and clean like, up your valley.
Like leisurely play and make it like actually look good.
Well, the
so
nice thing is now you, like can move, you can move some of the houses to the other areas. Correct?
Yes. You can move like, let's just say Wally's house, his trailer box or whatever you can move that to the Rift in Time or Eternal Isle. Yeah, you can move it to Eternal Isle
because we've got a lot more space over there.
Yeah,
I mean that's kind of nice.
Yeah, so and it's all in kind of where I kind of keep them. I haven't moved anybody over there that's not over there, I guess.
Like that didn't start over there.
Yeah, that didn't start over there because obviously you have Rapunzel's tower over there. Gaston gets his tavern, basically. So he doesn't really have a house. He has his tavern. And then Eve has an
but
Axiom spaceship
Beauty
looking
and the Beast
things.
Could go over there.
You know?
I mean, his Beast.
But the thing is like, I just feel Beauty and the Beast should be in a forest. I feel like his castle's in a forest. And there's not a forest in Rift in Time. There's a jungle, and there's a desert, and there's a. What do they call the landing or whatever? But it's kind of like a beachy type.
I mean, but it kind of makes me sad that like Wally and Eve are not together, and then like Gaston's like belongs with Belle and Beast like because they're from the same movie. And,
sometimes it's funny
like,
when I see them together in the game. I'm like, Gaston, are you harassing Belle? Go
have
away.
Have you ever seen Gaston
then,
come
like,
over?
And then like Mother
the
Gothel
village?
Is not in the same area as Rapunzel, which
they
is like,
they cross wherever you are.
Well, I mean, no, yeah. I know that people do, but I meant like their house, like their houses.
I
are.
Mean, you can.
And I'm just like,
yeah.
But then I also get what you're saying, whereas like it makes sense that like Mother Gothel's treehouse is in this forest where like it's dark and villainy because she's kind of a dark and.
I moved all my villains and, there. I put Ursula over there.
Yep, I moved her in the pond.
And I've got Scar over there.
Yep, I have not moved Scar. I like him in the plains area.
I moved him over away from them. I banished him to the villain area.
I'll
have to move Gaston. Once I get Gaston.
Anyone
stuff,
who
I'll
had their
him.
Stuff originally, like in the game, like it was placed in a spot and it wasn't like I placed it there, those are all still where they are. Yeah. And then I placed people where I was like, at the beginning, oh, this kind of makes sense
like,
if I put
I
him
moved,
here.
I
this makes sense
moved
if I put
Mickey
him here.
Down next to Minnie, across from Goofy, and then I put Monsters, Inc. up in his spot because
well,
it kind of goes with the way that Scrooge's store looks and Remy's.
Yep.
And
so they sold you a Monsters, Inc. apartment, right? It was like a Mike and Sully's apartment. Well, guess what? When you would welcome them to the game, you get their house. So. The Mike and Sully apartment, the Mike and Sully apartment looks more like from Monsters U, I believe, and then you get
it's
their...
It's like a bricky building.
Right, well, you get a second bricky build. I mean, I show it to you on my game, because I just, I just welcomed it and put it... So I put it right next to the other one, and I have my first one behind Scrooge's, so I've got two apartment complexes right next to each other. They've got a walkway in between. So.
I think behind Scrooge's is where I have Beast Castle and Vanellope's thing. Because I was just like, I just need spaces where I'm going to put it, and it's a hot mess.
Yeah. Vanellope's doesn't really fit.
I put her on the Forgotten Lands. I felt like with all the frosting and everything in the white, it just kind of looked like it was on top. Should be a cake topper or something, so I put that in.
See, I've got my haunted house there, and Jack lives there, and the pumpkin is there.
Oh, yeah.
So mine is very
Halloween-y godmother's
and
pumpkin.
Stuff.
Yeah.
There you go. There's my two Monsters, Inc. buildings right next to each other.
Oh, and there's Sully. He's so cute.
Was he sitting right there? Oh, he is. Look. Yeah. He's waving at you. He's like, what up, buddy?
Don't make him a minor.
Hi,
right?
Sully.
No, do not make him a minor. I put him and Mike Wazowski on time bending because right now that's kind of what I need the most, like, duplicates of. The most, because when you time bend and you find things time bendy, so tip to all you, when you get Eve, Gaston, and Rapunzel, put them on time bending because you need to find these time bending parts.
Right.
I mean,
it's too late for me now.
So what do you mean it's too late? You already welcomed them and put them on something else?
Well, yeah, because they were part of the last star path.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Okay. Or I mean, like I had to do things in Rift in Time on the last star path.
Gotcha.
And so then
sorry,
I was
guys.
Playing character lines that where worked. They were a thing.
Yeah.
So I think that I've already assigned some of them to stuff, but maybe not.
Gotcha. Then you probably have. I don't think I realized that.
But if I haven't, I get to that point.
And you know that you can get the manuals and switch them tasks. Yeah. But the thing is I will tell you, to switch to a time bending task takes, I'm going to guess off the top of my head, it's like 10 wooden blocks, 10 bows, 10 something else, and a bunch of
yeah, I'll just wait till I have more characters.
And I'm like, yeah. So if you didn't do that, that's fine. But then.
But when you get Mike and Sully, do that.
Right. When you get Mike and Sully, I would, you know, put them there. No, and that's what I did.
That's a good tip.
Even though technically they're main Dreamlight Valley, coming into the main Dreamlight Valley, not over in...
But you can still pick that as their thing.
Yes,
so.
And you can and should be time bending in both.
Yeah, you can time bend realms. In the original realm, yeah.
Yeah.
Or world or whatever it is.
Yeah. So... Anyways, but I'm definitely still enjoying the game. I still enjoy playing it.
Me too, even though I don't play it.
You know,
as often.
Like I said, I try to log in daily to get, you know, my at least. I know about Blue
Chest.
They
make it very easy for people to come into the game. There, that will give you a ton to do between now and then because there's so many activities.
Oh yes.
So there's no, you know. Behind, yes, you might miss out on the star pass that came before, but we have voted, and hopefully they will do that they will repeat some of the star paths.
Right.
We have asked for that because there were a lot of us that did not start right at the very beginning.
Right. Well, let me tell you, one of the very first star paths, if it was not the first star path, was a Pixar star path.
I don't think would be bad.
And there are so many things that I see in people's dream snap photos that I don't have.
That
and
were from makes, that?
Yes. Like, the two things that... majorly like come to mind is number one, they had the up balloon, so it looks like a hot air balloon, but instead of having the big air balloon at the top, it's all the mini balloons. What
I did not realize what the star paths were
right
about.
I didn't know what it was about. I'm like, should I spend these little coins? I didn't know if it was going to be like
I got
like a moonstone,
just a couple,
right yeah. So anyways, that's I can think of a third thing too. So that's one thing that I missed that I wish I would have. I wasn't even playing then
because I
didn't
even know
join
if I spent all my
Halloween.
Tokens.
Right.
That
yeah,
I
because
did earn.
Again, I looked at that like a currency that I wasn't sure if I needed to hoard. I didn't realize that when the star path was over they were going away.
Right.
Right.
And my first star path was the Halloween, the very first Halloween star path. So anyways, the up balloon, I love the movie Up, so I would give anything for that.
Did we explain why you want to complete the star path? Because that's how you earn back the majority of the moonstones that you paid to open the star path.
Well, right, yes, working your way through because it does cost you moonstones.
Because the first
moonstones.
Two times I lost money because I just did a few things and got just the things I was like, oh, that's all I wanted, and didn't realize how many moonstones I was losing by not actually focusing on that star path. I was focusing on the dream,
the main game.
The main game, yeah.
Right, because again, we didn't know it was going to go away. I didn't realize it was I mean, I guess it does tell you at the top the days left, but,
right, but
again, I didn't know.
We didn't realize
what
the currency
that meant.
Thing
yeah.
was going
right.
to go away.
Sure.
Yet.
So we figured that out.
Yeah.
And there's lots of great, if you are people that are following us from TikTok, there are great creators on TikTok that keep you up to date on all Dreamlight stuff. So just search Disney's Dreamlight Valley, and you will find some really good ones that keep you updated on codes, because every time I see one of those creators share things out, I immediately share it out.
She screenshots it and texts it to all of us.
Valley people.
Yep, you seem to come across those quicker than us. But anyways, the up balloon I really wanted. The Lightning McQueen car bed. I really wanted I see that in pictures sometimes and I'm like, oh, it's so cute. And the other thing is there is I'm going to call it a glass chest that's got the original Mr. Incredibles suit in it, his original super suit, the blue and black version, his original one. There's one of those. And I see that in people's space rooms and stuff sometimes. And those are three things that I see frequently that I wish I had. But I understand that completely redoing an identical star path would not necessarily be conducive. Like, I wonder
if
there's...
maybe repeating some,
you know...
Or making it a way that you could,
But what if they just...
from Scrooge's shop?
I was just going to say that. I was like, I understand the whole, earning it aspect, but, again, if it was, before you played, you didn't have that opportunity.
Or put it in the specialty shop or the premium shop.
Oh, yeah.
Just give people the opportunity to purchase it.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, with their moonstones.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want people to spend cash on it, if they want it bad enough, they will.
Yeah.
So do that. Or, you know, maybe it's time because the game's been around over a year. Maybe they do something like My Favorite Things Star Path and like,
oh, yeah,
you know, have people vote.
Vote on what was their favorite
things.
You
know, yeah, their favorite things. And it doesn't have to be, let me call it, like a full star path. Like, let's just say it doesn't have to be a 60-day or a you know, a 50-day star path.
Put it in where you purchase with Moonstones the opportunity. Kind of like they did that separate thing with Wally.
Yeah.
And they did the separate thing with...
the, like, dapper
Ursula.
Thing.
Yeah, Ursula.
Yep.
Maybe we do something like that where those who didn't get to do that star path can opt in to that
do just that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it, like in between
right.
star path, you
yeah.
can have a sub-star
nice
path.
Way.
That's a cool idea.
Like an offshoot one that you could continue, you
right.
could do at your leisure.
Right.
Kind of like the Wally one. There was no rush to get it done.
Yeah.
You can do it when you have
what if when
a break.
Yeah, and I don't know how this works programming-wise and memory-wise and all the things, right? But what if once a star path was over, you had the option to extend your time, like if you didn't finish it? You had, or you know, a month later you could re-up it, and like for like 100 moonstones you could get 10 more days or something to finish what
cool.
you didn't finish, or you know, if people didn't get it done in time, or to buy in to a star path you never participated in.
Yeah, because if you've got people joining now, that Pixar one was 2 years ago.
Right,
almost. And that would be fun to do because I definitely wasn't playing then.
Yeah. But I'll tell you this. Gameloft is the company who has created Dreamlight Valley. They also have a mobile game that's called Disney's Magic Kingdoms. I have played Disney's Magic Kingdoms within days of it launching. And I have something absolutely stupid, like a 7-year login, positive login. Like it counts how many days in a row I've logged in like 7 years. I've logged in every
single day. See, Jill's way better at logging into things every single day, obviously.
You know, and I don't play it necessarily every day, but the thing is it's really, I'm going to call it like a task-orientated thing, a little bit like Dreamlight Valley, except for the fact that you don't have a whole lot of choices. It's touch and click. Send Mickey to do this task. It's going to take 2 hours. Send this person to do this task, 2 hours. And I was into it at the beginning, and I feel like now I'm obligated because I've been in so long, but I will tell you, they had an Incredibles event early in the game, somewhere in year one, they had an Incredibles event, and they bring the characters back in chests, but they're always a mystery chest, and it's going to cost money. You can buy 10 mystery chests for $50, and there's a chance the characters will come out of it. There is zero guarantee. You could end up getting 10 food stalls. You open 10 things, you could end up getting 10 stalls. And
so each mystery chest is $5?
I mean, they all vary in price depending on the content. And then they often have bundles where you can buy like 10 chests for a lower price than purchasing them individually. And again, it's all real money. I mean, they tell you this is an incredible chest and you can look at the chest and find out what is the possibility of coming out. Like, let's say, you know, there's 5 people in the Incredibles family and plus Syndrome was part of that too. So there's 6 characters. If you weren't playing at that point in time, you would not have all 6 characters. So 6 characters would be in that chest, okay? If I got everybody except for Syndrome, Syndrome would be the only character in that chest, which means that, and normally they would consider him like an epic prize. And then there are things like...
So they're never going to give you a duplicate character.
You know, no, you can't get a duplicate character. There's no way. But the thing is like all you wanted was Syndrome, and you buy 10 chests, and there's no guarantee you're going to get Syndrome. You could end up with 10... Mr. Incredible, you know, Nom Nom cookie stalls. I mean, I just paid $50 to get 10 Nom Nom cookie stalls and I never got Syndrome because it's all a mystery.
Oh, it could give you duplicate stalls.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes,
just
yes. You can have many stalls. Yes, exactly. Yeah. So the thing is again, there's no guarantee. And what my main point about that is same company creating the game. They have not yet relaunched
the Incredibles
thing. A quest or a bonus game or whatever that has allowed you to go through the entire incredible storyline. And
right, they set that one up to where there is no way you can get...
And I'm saying
you can
that
go back
in my... Yeah, in my... I mean, like you say, you can buy them behind kind of like a paywall. But like the Star Pass, I'm going to say when the Incredibles event was over in that game, it was over. The only way was to take a chance at a mystery chest that cost real cash money. If... You know, now, again, if Gameloft gave us a way in Dreamlight Valley to, behind a paywall, I know people don't like that, but
redo the original Pixar Star Path, and let, you know, moonstones equate to real cash, right? So let's say that they made it, like you said, like these Wally quests or whatever, it's going to be 4,000 moonstones, you know, because right now we pay 3,300 moonstones to do with the bonus moonstones at the end.
Right.
So we pay 33. So let's just say they said 4,000 moonstones to do a star path that you never got to do before. I mean, I could see that happening.
Right.
Through Gameloft. Or I could see them saying, too bad, so sad you missed it. So, yeah. And never bringing it back. Because like I said, I played that game for 7-8 years. I don't know how long it's been around. I've played it that long. And not once have they re-released a storyline for those people who missed it.
Who weren't
and
there.
And I think the kind of the idea is if you've... Now, I have seen them do a couple of random things where... I'm going to call it a bonus character to a storyline was offered again. But I've never seen them do an entire... You know, like, let's say LeFou. LeFou wasn't part of the original Beauty and the Beast drop. He was added later. So... I have seen them redo, they call them tower challenges. I have seen them redo a tower challenge for a character that I already acquired. But playing Dreamlight Valley, I am seriously logging into Magic Kingdoms on my phone right now to keep my daily streak going. And I don't know why, because I think over time, and I have spent quite a bit of money on that game, because there are always premium characters to a collection that you can't have unless you pay for them. So I have paid for premium characters. Over the 8 years I've played, I've put a decent, you know, I mean, the game originally is free, but
right,
you know, you want those characters, you want to complete your collection, you know, you right. really want to complete the Rapunzel collection, and Pascal is behind a paywall. I can't have my Rapunzel collection without Pascal. All you
right.
know, so
sure.
will I pay the $10 to get him and a couple of bonus things with him so that I bring him into the game? I have over the years, especially 8 years of playing. So I think there's a part of me that's like, I've put money into this game, do I just delete it off my phone and never look at it again? Because honestly, I'd rather play Dreamlight Valley.
Right.
I pretty much log in every day and try to click a couple of tasks. I maybe spend a little time on it once a day when I'm like sitting waiting for something to load, or waiting for the kids if I have to pick them up from school,
right,
or
right.
when I'm sitting in a meeting that nothing is, you know, not necessarily for me. So anyways, that's, but being the same companies, I'm just kind of correlating that. They may keep things to be the same.
They may not do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So... But anyways, I know Tracy and Alex haven't played much in these, especially this most recent thing, but I hope at least the tips I've given you, like, make sure you unlock Mike Wazowski, make sure you unlock Sully. You'll get Sully first, then Mike Wazowski.
Yeah.
Because they're going to need to be in your realms. Let me give you a couple of tips and tricks really fast that I know, and then if nobody has anything else to say, we could wrap it up. But in the Star Path, you are going to need to harvest 50... I'm going to call it purple vegetables, okay? So something you plant and grow. So eggplant, or that, I don't know, I'm forgetting what they call it now, like flobber root or something, but anyways, it's in the aisle.
I don't even know what a flobber root is.
Yeah, I think it's a flobber. It's something root. I could have the total first word
wrong. I'm just saying.
But anyways, it looks like a purple yam. That's what it looks like. So anyways, there's that. And I'm forgetting, turnips, which is also an Eternity Isle vegetable. So you need 50 of those. So plant them now. Do not harvest them until you open that up in your star path so they're ready to go.
Yeah, that's
okay?
a, good,
that's
a good.
Tip.
Yeah.
Like I said, you'll
that's
need
a
Mike
great
and
tip.
You need Mike and Sully.
I'm going to go. That's one of the things I'll do then. I'll go
right?
plant some
yeah,
eggplants
just,
and set
yeah,
them aside.
Yeah, go plant 50. If you have a plot of 50 somewhere, plant eggplants and just leave them there until this pops up in your quest, and then you do it. We gave you the tip about the coconuts. Here's something else. I pulled this off of TikTok. I'm sorry I can't credit whoever I saw it from, but... The wealthiest, the most money,
yeah.
okay, for any recipe in the game is four here and there fish and a pumpkin.
I sent it
okay?
to you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You said, yeah, and that's why I said I don't have my phone in front of me. I can't pull up the credit the creator who at least TikToked about it.
She's
so anyways, but it gives you 5,000 energy, which if your character is maxed out at level 40, 5,000 energy is the max energy you can have. So if you have been, let's say, mining or harvesting, and your energy is down to zero, if you eat this, it's actually called a grilled fish entree, because a grilled fish entree
it's just a
is
simple
one vegetable
two
and one fish.
Star meal.
Yeah, it's a simple two-star meal. One fish, any fish, and one vegetable gets you the grilled fish entree. But you can put extra items into that recipe. It doesn't change the recipe except to change the value for selling it. Right. So I made some today because there's also one that says go fish for bass. You need 20 bass. Another tip for the bass, do not fish in the circles. Okay, go to the meadow or whatever and fish not in a circle, and you're either going to get bass or, depending on the time of day, because morning or night you're going to get here and there fish, and I mostly fish in the morning because I play in the morning. Right. I'm going to get here and there fish, or you're going to get seaweed. Okay, so those are the three. So I ended up with a bunch of extra here and there fish. I think they're ugly. I don't keep many of them around in my chest. But so now that I found out about this recipe, so you make this grilled fish entree, it will completely fill both energy bars all the way up to the full gold. Okay, because it's 5,000. Before that, I make lobster rolls because that is almost 5,000. It's like 47 something. Okay. And then my other meal I make all the time
is... Did you try eating one?
So, but yeah, it fills you up all the way.
That's what she just said.
Yeah, 5,000.
So, now, I have a question about filling you up all the way. Because I've been... So it fills you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then it fills the bar a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when they say when you're overfed, so if it fills you up above that...
Yeah.
Is there anything that goes above that? That's it.
No.
That's
so, it. I think it's blue and gold, right?
Yeah.
So, it's okay. Your energy bar is blue. If you eat non-cooked food, you cannot go over blue. It has to be cooked food to put you into the gold. Okay?
Yeah. Right.
And the gold is what gives you the ability to glide.
Correct.
To go quickly. And also, there's a more...
I'm a terrible glider. Right? I run into stuff all the time. Yeah. Of course, my valley's a bit of a mess, so that doesn't help.
Also, you know what I said earlier, like when you're picking coconuts, if it glows... gold, so you can pick a lot of them. Yeah,
it tends to do that more, right?
Yes, when you're in gold, it does tends to do that more. Same with if you're mining and you're in the gold, there's a more chance it's going to shoot out extra things. When you're harvesting, if you're in the gold, there's more of a chance you're going to have a glowing bush, or you're going to have it shoot out the extras.
Right, when you're overfed.
Right, when you're overfed. So, like I said, the grilled fish entree, that is four here and there fish and one pumpkin, is going to give you... 5,000, which is the fullest amount of energy you could get from any one item. It sells, I don't know the exact number,
for like
over 9,000 coins. Yeah.
It's like almost 10,000 coins.
It's better than the pumpkin, what were people making with those? Is it the
pumpkin
puffs?
That's like what Megan would make.
Or the vegetable platters or whatever. Yeah, there were some pumpkin recipes that took something and four pumpkins or something like that.
Right.
But yeah, this one, she said, the original creator, who I also don't remember what her name was, she... made like spreadsheets and did all the math of all the different combinations of all the different things. And she said this, she goes, please use the efforts that I put in to get yourself some coins.
What I need to know is I've stopped harvesting.
It's almost 10,000.
Yes.
Because I have chests full of them.
Sure.
And I'm like,
it's just a fruit like anything else.
What can we make that's the most with the dream fruits?
Fruit salad? Because I'll be honest, they don't sell for that much, and they don't give you that much energy.
So that's what I'm trying to decide.
So it's a waste.
You can cook with them.
I mean, you can, but why?
Pull
them out and sell them.
Yeah, just pull them out and sell them uncooked.
Yeah.
Because their value doesn't change enough.
If you want the chest for something else, pull them out and sell them.
Or if you're just
like,
none of their recipes sell for that much?
Fruit? What? Not that I know of. I mean, I've never seen anything about it, and I'm sure somebody could.
You know
what?
We
could
reach out to that girl on TikTok. You could ask her.
Be like, I have a lot of dream life fruit.
To spreadsheet it.
But I'll tell you, my favorite recipe besides, I said, now this grilled fish entree. Number two is lobster roll, because that one is almost full energy bar. So I make that and stock it into my backpack all the time, so I always can have full bar. And the other one that I make all the time is just fruit salad.
With the gooseberries.
To make a fruit salad, you only need one fruit. But I put in 5 gooseberries into there, and that gives you like 3,300 energy. So it's more than your gold bar, because your gold bar is 2,500. The blue is 2,500 for a total of 5,000. So if I've been doing something and then I realize I'm out of gold, I just eat. And the thing is, you don't have to fish for it. All you have to do is pick it. If every time you pass the bush, you pick more. And I, like I said, I've got chests of gooseberries too. So that way, whenever I need to, I'll go. Now, you guys haven't gotten to the machines yet, but you go to an ancient cooker. You have the basic one, the regular one, and then, I don't know, the advanced one. I don't know what they call it. I haven't got to the third level yet. But you go to the ancient cooker, and you put a recipe in there, and it will make 10 of them for you. It costs you a little bit of mist. I think 250 missed to make 10 of that thing. So I can put in my 5 gooseberries, and then how many do you want to cook? I want 10 of them, and then you walk away because it takes time. Like, the bar will slowly fill. 1 is done. The bar will slowly fill. 2 is done. You could sit and watch it. But so you, I set it up to do what I need to do. Use that also, friends, for your starlight or for your star path. Okay, if it says cook 10 better than average meals. Okay, so you need 10, 3, 4, or 5 star meals. Go to the cooker, put a recipe in. That's 3, 4, or 5 stars.
I haven't made any of these machines yet.
Okay, me either. 3, 4, or 5 stars, and then go away and do other star path things. Go back to your ancient cooker, and your meals are going to be there cooked. You're going to collect them, and the second you collect them, you've checked off that star path. Okay, here's another tip. There's the vacuums, the ancient vacuums. You can create ancient vacuums. Okay. The first level of ancient vacuums will suck up all of your either night thorns or all of your, I forget, get what they're called. It's not dream shards, something shards. The ones in Eternity Isle, this blue spikies that come out of the ground.
Yeah.
That are like night thorns.
So, like, in one area?
So, yes. So, if you put it, let's say, in the Forest of Valor, it will suck up every night thorn in the Forest of Valor. Okay? So, you go up to it. And it shows you there are 20 night thorns.
Does it give you the things that normally you would get out of that? Like when you take
away a thorn? Yes, because then it goes blip, and you see that you have 3 dreamlight stones. Blip, here's 4 seeds. Bleh. Blip, here is 5 pieces of coal, whatever it is.
And where does it just throw them out on the ground?
No, it goes into your chest automatically, or into your backpack automatically.
Oh, so have room in your backpack before you use the things then.
Yeah, or I bet you would chuck it on the ground if you were full. But yeah, so do that. Now, I have upgraded on one of my games. I have upgraded my vacuum to be the regular, from the basic to the regular. Now, when you use the vacuum, it will also suck up all of the flowers. All the flowers.
This makes cleaning your valley easy.
Yes, yes, exactly. All of your flowers and all of your, the spices, like garlic or mushrooms. Yes.
Interesting, which would be helpful for garlic because it hides in the tall grass now.
Yes.
When these people, when you see them and they have their valleys so decorated and paths everywhere and all this stuff, where do the flowers populate?
Yeah.
When they have paths and stones and everything everywhere?
It might not. If every dot of that section is full, if there's not a bare spot of ground, they won't. And here's the other thing. Let's just say
you know which valleys I'm talking about. Like,
oh yeah, you see people's photos, like, yeah. And how have you spent all the time to do that? I mean, let me tell you, I saw somebody post their dream snap in Reddit. Okay, they got first place on PlayStation. They posted their photo, and then somebody said, "Wow, that's amazing!" And it was like lines of gems, lines of flowers, like all the lines making the path, and they were in the middle of the path. And I mean, it was a gorgeous photo. Then she showed what I'm going to call her dream snap score. Okay. So when you take your dream snap photo before you submit it, you have a requirement, right? Like 5 quirky and 3 classic items, right? She showed hers. It was like, because it'll say 0 out of 3 or 0 out of 5 if you have none. Okay. Hers showed 275, only 5 were needed. And then the next one, like, 342, and then needed was like 4 or 5, right? So she showed, and I'm like, again, let's say a flower shows up as a classic item, okay? She has dropped all these flowers and lined all these flowers up, and then the gems that she had decorating, those were all also listed as classic items. So she's got these all. So she, in her photo, you only needed 5 to meet the requirement. Right. She had like 250 plus. Wow. And I'm like, you placed 2 for this photo.
Right.
Now, could she potentially use that for another photo, you know? Next, you know, this last week, let's just say that one was for villain, okay? This week is called fur, scales, I don't know. It's like...
It's about fish fur, and feathers.
Yeah, fur and scales and feathers or something, those 3. So they kind of want you to dress up like a monster or an animal or... Oh, actually, it says dress up like your favorite Dreamlight Valley companion or whatever.
Right.
Anyways, it's animal, supposed to be animal themed. Now, it's just a outfit challenge, so all that matters is your clothes, right? But could she go stand in that same pretty area? Yes, it won't help her, you know. But if the next one is Jack Skellington theme. Let's just say she had Jack Skellington's house at the end of that thing, or she moves Jack Skellington's house to the end. All the rest stays. You know, she's already created it.
Yeah.
So she spent the time. Because I don't think she sits there and picks up 250 things weekly.
Wow.
Right. That would be a lot. Like you said.
Yeah. Some of the people's artistic ability in this is just phenomenal. At the very beginning, when we didn't have as many decorating things and there wasn't the dream snaps to do that, people were doing so many amazing things with the...
like the chest room.
The tools.
And,
or with their outfits.
Yeah.
And doing the... What is that
they call it Touch of Magic. Yeah.
The Touch of Magic tool. But the problem with Touch of Magic now is you can't use those in the dream snaps.
In the dream snaps, yeah.
I
mean, wear it whenever you want and show people.
But if you have any
great,
of
but,
that,
yeah.
It discounts you out and you're like, why won't it work?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
We learned that the hard way when Jill was trying to make an apple shirt.
Yeah, it was because they had a villain theme one time and they were like, and it's funny because we just had another villain, but it was around Halloween and they said something like, show us your villain style or whatever it was, right? So I had created this whole kind of villain's room. I had the big cauldron. I dropped apples all over the room. And then I had made a shirt, which one of the decals we had got to put on our shirt was the poison apple. So I had dressed myself kind of like Evil Queen, but with a poison apple shirt. And, you know, I had posed myself near the cauldron and there's all these apples that I've dropped all over the place. I spent all this time. And then it's like, can't use Touch of Magic. And I'm like, what? I was like, this is what sells it. That this is like the theme of the room, right?
Right.
I mean, besides the apples, I hope somebody else picks up on what I was going
for.
Right. Because then I change it to the villain shirt that has like the three or four villains going down. It's purple. Anyways, I changed to that shirt and submitted the photo anyways, just the way I wanted to. But, anyways, that's about that. And I thought I had one more tip for the Star Path things. But anyways, just know that you can stack up your Star Path things. So if you have one that says complete 10 Dreamlight duties and then one that says complete 15 Dreamlight duties, I often wait until it shows up. Same with Remy. It'll say, you know, serve 5 meals or serve 3 meals at the restaurant. And then a little bit later in the path is serve 4 meals in the restaurant. I will not do the 3 meals in the restaurant until I've cleared the in-between ones, until 4 meals
right,
in the restaurant show
count
up.
For both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I can feed 4 people in the restaurant and check off both of those tasks at the same time.
Yeah.
So know that you can do that if you didn't
know. And if you have to pick up 50 of something or 20 of something or whatever it is.
I was just about to say that too. That just came to my head.
You can pick it up and drop it.
It only works on things that are individual that you pick up. So it's more like flowers, the seafood.
Yep.
Right. It will not count for things like garlic.
Right. Right. And there is a garlic one right now.
When you harvest the garlic, you are plucking it out of the thing.
The ground.
It won't work for mushrooms.
It doesn't replant.
It doesn't replant.
But it'll do it. But the most annoying thing, in my opinion, that is the flowers.
Yeah, I agree.
There's
so
one
you
in
get
the Star
like
Path
10,
about seafood.
And
so
then
you
drop
the
all 10, and then you go pick all 10 up again, then you drop all 10.
Yep. Yep, exactly. Yeah. But with the ancient vacuums, so there's a garlic one, 30 garlic. And, you know, in the forest, only 10 spawn at a time, and you got to wait for 10 more to spawn.
And you have to find them.
And, and that's the thing, is you have to find them.
It
I ran around.
It used to be as hard to find them, but they made the grass taller.
Yeah, I feel like the grass is taller, too.
Yeah.
And they don't quite...
They made it look more realistic and now they hide.
Let me tell you, sometimes though I just wish I had a lawnmower. I'm like, why is it so shaggy around here? Like, can we have an ancient lawnmower?
Like, kind of like when we used to have to get rid of the fires.
Right.
When we had to run around them before we could get rid of them.
Yeah.
Although
I haven't gotten rid of those yet. I'm not that far.
I am kind of sad that they never come back
house.
To get rid of because they
gave
us good stuff.
They gave you glass. Yeah. They gave you glass.
It was, again, something else. It was very interesting that those are the only thing that don't populate because the mushrooms come back.
Yep.
The thorns come back.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And I think the night thorns do spawn there. So I think that's probably
and
why
somebody,
once you put
somebody
the fires
mentioned,
out.
I just saw recently that if you need to get rid of some more thorns and you don't have enough, maybe go back into the other castle.
I saw somebody say that, but I don't know what that means.
Go
because...
back in there. Did they not? Do they repopulate in the castle?
I know which castle you're talking about. You're talking about to go through the portal,
right?
That's next to the to where we got the Forgotten. You haven't
right.
Got there
yeah,
yet.
Yeah.
Do you have
no,
there?
I have
yeah.
the Forgotten.
Oh, okay. So then you've been to the treehouse. So then you're close enough to make the fires go away.
But I haven't finished the thing because I only go as far as I need to for whatever the piece of the Star Path is, and then I move
I
on to
you.
Whatever the next thing is.
So yeah. So if you go through the portal into the Dark Castle, I understand what you mean.
Dark Castle.
Most people. Yeah, I don't know if they repopulate, but I will tell you that when I went through that area of the storyline, it was not important for me to clear all the thorns because there wasn't a reason.
Right.
Right? I cleared enough thorns to make the path to get where I needed to go. So yeah, they're probably still there. But the ancient vacuum, plop it down by the beach, collect all the thorns, then go into furniture mode, move it to the meadow. I run up to the meadow where I put it, pick up the thorns, move it to the glade, run over to the glade, pick up my thorns. Done.
Yeah.
So, and then obviously I don't touch thorns unless they're in my way in between thorn duties.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Not until the star path is over.
Right. So, any other last minute tips, or should we wrap this Dreamlight Valley chat up?
Yeah.
All right. You guys probably still, even though, you know, I try to play daily and they're behind it, you guys probably still know a lot more about this if you're gamers than we do. So if you've got tips that we didn't share.
Yeah. We need them.
Like, yes. Yeah.
Share them.
It's allchaospodcast@gmail.com, or send us a message somewhere, or leave us a review and put your tip in the review. Five stars. Right. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. And then if you guys do share tips, we will share them out with other people.
Absolutely. Because we love to help. So we're all a team here. So
that's right.
Until next time, keep calm and dream light on.
Oh, there
Perfect.
You go.
Perfect. I love it.
Like it.
It's Dreamlight Valley, right?
I liked it.
All right.
Even though Dreamlight brings Alex chaos.
Right?
It's okay. But it's fun chaos.
Right? Yes.
All right.
It's a different kind of chaos.
Bye.
Bye, friends.
If your life is so chaotic you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough. James, stop squeezing the dog.
Jasmine!
Oh, Max! Don't bite your brother!
Oh, socks. Socks everywhere, socks!
Can somebody please put these dishes in the dishwasher?
Four, quit chewing on poo!
Whose dirty underwear are on the floor?
Oh my gosh, there are dishes in the sink again! I'm sorry, we gotta go.